Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, God's Eternal Elect. I am often thinking about people I knew who have died, how they express their faith, and wonder how God saw them. I wonder how people over the generations and spans of time differ in how they related to God and how that relationship changes over generations and time. They lived differently, came from different cultures, and had different understandings of God and his will, yet they found favor with God and are counted as part of his elect. The elect are the special group of people who have been chosen and selected as heirs of salvation and life with God. This elect group is for whom God created the world and includes individuals from Abel to people in our present time. They are not always known to others, but God knows them all. Because of size and distance, it is easy to doubt if God even is capable of knowing us, let alone saving us. But this accounts in part for the widespread idolatry we are experiencing in our time. But I am convinced as much, if not more, as ever that God is able to and knows us intimately, up close and personal. People are discounting and ignoring God as an influence in their lives. There is a growing reliance on money, material goods, and experiences to bring meaning, purpose, and joy to life. While this idolatrous trend continues to grow, the true worshipers of God may not be as apparent as in previous generations. But rest assured, there are many we don't know about, but God is aware of all his elect. Elijah, God's prophet, who had been very faithful in his calling to turn the hearts of the people to God, saw how idolatry had taken over the leaders and the nation and believed he was the only one left remaining faithful to God. Yet God informed him that there were 7,000 he didn't know about who had not given themselves over to idolatry. No matter what it looks like, especially now with a great fall off in church attendance, fueled in no small part by the effects of the pandemic, believers cannot, must not, and will not become discouraged and give up on the promises of God. We must live each day in the presence of God, seeking his approval of our thoughts and actions. By doing this, we can help to assure we will be considered one of God's eternal elect. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday school missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Reading for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.